BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Can I just say my feet are size 10 before we start?
You're saying 10. This is what I mean. You're already twisting it. At the start of this podcast, you'll hear him say that he is size 11 feet. He's a liar. We measured them. They're smaller than that. You'll find out more in a bit.
It's not true.
Anyway, you went to get a ruler. Got the ruler in my hand right now. You're an idiot, by the way.
You're trying to fool everyone.
Some
news about Zac Efron that will leave you shook and possibly ruin your childhood. And Chris comes up with a very nice idea, different idea for me and his Valentine's Day. Where do you think they were? Is always really cringe. Involve some wine and a bush.
Scott Mills.
Right, what's all this about my shoe size?
Yeah, this is. I'm actually up for talking about this today because you're claiming that you've got size 11 feet. Yep. And I'm not making this into one of these like, but you haven't got size 11 feet, but you're adamant that you have. Right. So what's the inferiority complex going on?
There isn't. So me and Chris have got a photo shoot for something later, and they were like, can you both wear white trainers? Classic Stark, I get a text going, so any white trainers I can borrow? I've forgotten mine. And I was like, no, I've already left the house, but I'll pop into the shop with all the bargains and get you a cheap pair of trainers.
Yeah, great. So, and thank you for that.
That's all right. So I was like, what size are you? And you said 9.
9, which is an honest size, because actually I used to always say I was a 10, but then actually I realised I am a size 9. However, you are not size 11.
I got a text going, no, you're a classic 8.
Yeah, you're an 8.
I'm not an 8.
If maybe a 7.
No real, look at my feet.
Not that big. That's what. No, because the mistake you're making is you think because you wear size 10 or 11 shoes,
okay,
that makes it your shoe size. Your feet aren't that. So
okay, well, producer, well, what are they? What size are they?
Yeah, it says in the shoe.
Yeah, it says it in the shoe.
That's why.
UK 10.
Yeah, but that's. So for one, you're not an 11 already on your. But that's the shoe.
Sometimes on some shoes, I'm 11.
Ah, so next song is what? Lean On.
No, thanks for listening. We just played that.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia Smith.
Georgia Smith, right. In the time that you play Georgia Smith, I'm going to measure your feet.
Do it.
Scott Mills.
Okay, all of you are annoying me.
The listeners, you've been lied to. I can tell you now, we've just measured his feet on a ruler, right? At 25 centimetres. Now, that equates, from what I can see here, to an 8.
I'm not a size 8 and a half. No real. Hold that ruler up.
Yeah.
Actually got a ruler.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is that's a size 11. You're an inch below that. So
it's not true.
I hate to break it to you, mate.
I'm an 11 in some.
You're walking around in shoes three sizes too big for you.
I'm not. You just don't like it because I'm bigger than you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello, who's this?
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, what are you doing?
In my room at uni.
Oh, what uni?
Cambridge.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Get you.
I know.
Even you know you're doing well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm really good. How can we help you?
I was listening to Innuendo Bingo yesterday, and it was just absolutely fantastic. I'm really glad that it's back.
So am I.
The best bit was Nadia.
Here it is, Nadia Hussein's family favourites.
It's going to be the filthiest I've ever had. Oh. Look at that ooze. It should be so big that it doesn't fit in my mouth.
She loves it.
You love it?
She loves it. And do you know what's good news about this? If someone of your standing at the University of Cambridge there finds this funny, that's good news.
Really good.
It's good that we're appealing to that certain demographic. The clever people.
Don't worry about it. The clever people. Like right now I'm wearing like a scarf with my college colours, a bit like Hogwarts. And you know what? I think that you should do like Innuendo Bingo stuff, and then I'll just wear it around Cambridge and everyone will want to buy it.
Ah, okay. So I'm guessing that you've seen the video with the merch, the
t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had so many water bottles and I really want one.
I mean, it's definitely an opportunity.
It's like the perfume you had before Christmas.
Yeah, we've got Radio 1 water bottles and Innuendo Bingo t-shirts now.
That's not a bad idea. Let's look into getting the merch out.
Yeah.
Maybe in time for festival season, I reckon.
In time for big weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
1. Scott Mills.
I just don't understand why you think that I would wear shoes three times too big, and thanks so much for putting that on Instagram.
Well,
I'm genuinely annoyed.
The face you put at me is so mean, girls. It's brilliant. You often
imagine
do
me
that
squeezing your arm as well at the same time.
Yeah, and you are basically saying, well, there. But the truth comes out and you tell everyone you've got size 11 feet, the fact is you're a liar.
10. And
you were not even 10.
All my shoes are 10.
We've measured them, mate. Like, don't be embarrassed about it. There's nothing to be ashamed about. This all started because you text me when I said my shoe size was size 10, went, I'm bigger than you.
Yeah, but
there was no need for you to say that from the start.
No, this is just you feeling inferior because you're just a 9.
I'm not inferior at all, mate.
That's absolutely fine.
I'm not lying about my foot size.
Right, fetch me a size... If anyone is listening in the office now, let's hope
ridiculous.
They are, because we're on. Could someone please... immediately bring me a size 8 shoe. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone with size 8 in the office?
And that will be your actual foot size.
Okay, well, I'll try them on.
You're a clown, mate. That's what you are. You're a clown. You're a fraud and a clown.
Whatever. Great Britain, your country needs you for where do you think they were? I know what you're thinking. I don't want to know where I was made by my parents, but someone's got to, so get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I will need to speak to you and also to one of your parents. Go on, please.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember last week's Where Do You Think They Were? We heard from Mum Serena, who was trying to get with the guy's dad.
That's right. And
obviously.
She was a...
male
was,
lady.
That was it. Yeah. And he was
a post lady, and he was a plumber.
Yes.
So while she was trying to impress him and win him over, she wrote him a poem. Serena, does the poem have a title?
I was a postwoman, he was a plumber.
Okay, take it away.
I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands. I'd like to be a radiator so you can show me all the plans of where you're going to screw me, up the wall or on the floor, and where you're going to position me, in the bedroom or the hall.
Billy, you okay?
No.
This is ridiculous.
I hope we have some good hard frosts, and then I'll spring a leak. Then you can come and lag me, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And just to keep you guessing, I'll give you one more clue. There's nothing royal about me when I send this card to you.
Actually, a very good poem. I know. Wow. So that was Billy's story of where he was made last week. Please get in touch. I know that you actually do really want to know where your parents did it to make you. It's a great feature. There's not much uptake, to be honest, but please just do it for us. Great Britain, we need you.
Listen, week on week, one person steps up here.
Yeah.
And that's how we've managed to get away with this for so long.
And this week... do me a favour, make that person you.
It could be you.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Today's Where Do You Think They Were is called The One With The Buckfast, and that's next.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Logan.
Hello.
So you're in Fife in Scotland, and how old are you?
18.
18, right. So do you know any details of what happened 18 and a bit years ago?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't really want to know, but now's my time to find it.
I'm so impressed with you that you've done that. You have what we call taken one for the team, mate.
Yeah, and we'll find out how your parents took it in a second. Hey, Logan, we're so proud of you for stepping up on this
one. Thank
you. Because you know what? Our show needs people like you.
Thank you.
All right, so who are we going to speak to today, mum or dad?
Dad.
And what's his name?
Stephen.
Dad Stephen, would you describe him as a bit of a legend? Is he a cool dad?
A bit of both.
Well, let's crack on and meet him.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, how are you doing?
Really good, thank you. I can't wait for your story to be on air today.
Yeah, me too.
Stephen. Oh, he's going to be one of the ones that enjoys it.
I think they sound very similar, Logan and Stephen.
It's almost as if they were father and son. They sound
so
similar.
I just want to check here that this isn't... Oh, no, two laughters there. I just want to check this isn't like a one-man show or something. Cheating the system here. Pretending to be their parent. That would be a bit weird, actually.
I've been cloned.
Guys, I'm going to play a song. And Stephen, if you've got your story ready there...
Yes, I have.
Okay, back after this.
Scott Mills.
Logan is today's contestant on Where Do You Think They Were? Hello, Logan.
Hello.
He's 18... and 18 and a bit years ago, somewhere in Scotland, Stephen, his dad, and his mum created Logan. Are you OK, Logan? I'll keep coming back to you to check.
I am. I'm fine. I'm just dreading to hear it.
OK.
Well, don't dread it, Logan. Just get yourself comfortable.
Perfectly natural.
There and we'll now hear the story. You ready to go, Scott?
I'm ready. Do you want me to...
Sexy music, please.
All right. Dad Stephen.
Yes.
So, walk us through it.
Right, so you're talking not long after the millennium, probably late February, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday. We're both in our late teens. We're both living with parents. I'm living at my sister's house and she's living with her mother. Houses within 2 minutes' walk of each other. We're at my sister's house and we're having some birthday drinks. I was drinking the Scottish aphrodisiac, commonly known as Buckfast wine.
Oh no, you're on the bucky.
So it's a good start to the night already when you're on that stuff.
It does strange things to people, that.
Oh yes.
You might have a Buckfast baby here. That'd be a first.
I mean, it couldn't get more Scottish.
All right, so is it some kind of party, this?
A gathering of friends to celebrate. Both our birthdays are within a couple of weeks of each other, so it was a good time just to get together with some friends and have a drink.
So how did you know each other? House.
Well, we lived opposite each other, so we knew each other from the street growing up. We'd been together about a year. I was just waiting to get my first flat, so we were still living with parents.
Okay.
Which makes it tricky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because
it does make it tricky.
It's tricky when you're in a relationship and you know, still living with your parents and you've got to sneak around a little bit, haven't you?
Well, you either have a danger one or you have to improvise.
A danger one.
I don't want my dad to ever say danger one.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you're having drinks at the party.
Yep, we both decided we'll go out in the garden for a cigarette because it was like a non-smoking house. So we went out in the garden, we're having a cigarette and having a little bit of a laugh with each other, and we decided we'd go for a little walk up the street and go for a little fumble.
The problem with this, Stephen, is I'm assuming this was Fife in Scotland, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, February in Fife is freezing. Now, did that not play on your mind a little bit?
A little bit. Buckfast does funny things. The aphrodisiac from Scotland helps here when you're dealing with the cold, so you don't bother so much.
All I'm imagining at the moment, Scott, is that scene on Game of Thrones. You know where they've climbed that wall and it sort of winters there, and then Jon Snow there has relations with one of the wildlings. That's what I'm sort of imagining, and that's no offence to you, mate, or the people of Fife.
I'm imagining it to be very windy and extremely
snowy. I'm just seeing Game of Thrones, to be honest. King of the North.
Right, wait there, you two.
Scott Mills.
Right, we're speaking to Logan, who is finding out where he was conceived on Where Do You Think They Were. Logan, how are you?
I'm not bad, how are you?
Yeah, I think we're getting to the good bit now.
I think winter is coming. Yeah. It's cold outside.
Okay, Stephen, before we had a break, you and Logan's mum had left a party and were going for a little walk up the street. What happened next?
Well, we took a walk up the top of the street and we both set our eyes on this bush. It was on the gable end of a house at the top of the street. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't exactly a romantic love heart-shaped like bush with rose petals scattered across it. It was just your average council bush, you know? But we both had the same idea. We both looked at it and thought, you know, let's make do with what we've got here.
Yeah.
So we hopped in the bush and got going, gathered a little bit of momentum.
Oh, Logan.
You want to hear momentum. So from the outside, was it like one of these comedy sort of bushes shaking sort of thing?
Yes. And the bush was, it was quite bushy at the top and then bare at the bottom. So anyone walking past would have got a nice view as well. You know, it wasn't a great bush.
I walk past that bush every day and I don't think I'm ever going to look at it the same.
How do you know what bush it is? There must be many.
I know where Mum used to stay and where he used to stay.
Oh. Yeah, you've never thought of diving into the bush yourself, have you?
More, no.
Like father, like son. Into the bush.
All right, so what was the moment? Then what happened?
Well, as we were gathering a little bit of momentum and getting things done, we heard a house door open, and I believe it was a house right next to where we were, and then we heard a gate open. And then whoever it was obviously got into their car. We had the car door open and closed, so for happy days, here we go again. Get back to the job at hand. But next thing, the car starts, and it sort of put us both on display when the car started as the headlights shone right into the bush.
Just four eyes staring out of the bush and the headlights.
Yeah. when the car started reversing out, the woman rolled her window down and I could hear her giggling and I could hear the starting to the song Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, which I thought was quite apt because the lyrics in it are "You're halfway there."
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, I think I've had enough here, Scott. You? It feels like...
Yeah, you?
There's quite a picture being painted there.
I'll be hiding from Logan for a couple of weeks, but I've loved it. He's a big lad, so...
What's a bush baby out of interest, Scott? Like, I was just thinking this. I'm sure I've heard that phrase before. Is it a bush babe? I'm not sure. I'm sure that was something from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, they're animals, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
The buck-fast bush baby.
Yeah.
That's you, Logan.
That's Logan there.
I'll take that.
Well, it's true what they say. Buckfast does make you buck faster.
Yeah, it does.
Right, how are we all feeling after that one? Thank you very much, Logan, by the way, for being an absolute hero and stepping up on today's Where Do You Think They Were? How are you feeling? First reactions, please, on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day when the next Where Do You Think They Were is.
Really? Isn't convenient.
It? Next Thursday. So, if you'd like to get involved and find out the story of where your parents made sweet love, a particularly romantic episode is what we need next week, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. To recap, if you missed today's, we did Where Do You Think They Were? The story of where your mum and dad... Yeah. And Logan's mum and dad lived on the same street. They skipped out of a house party, found a bush, and on they went. Here is Logan's dad, Stephen, explaining.
Well, as we were gathering a little bit of momentum and getting things done, yeah, we heard a house door open, and I believe it was a house right next to where we were, and then we heard a gate open, and then whoever it was obviously got into their car. We had the car door open and closed, so thought, happy days, here we go again, get back to the job at hand. But next thing, the car starts, and it sort of put us both on display when the car started as the headlights shone right into the bush. Right? Oh,
yeah, just four eyes staring out of the bush and the headlights.
Yeah. Right, let's get some reaction. Linda in Glasgow, how did you feel about today's...
I'm laughing at the four eyes staring out the bush.
You love the four eyes staring out of the bush.
It's the little things.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, well, my reaction was, as I said in the text, I was walking around Tesco listening and I was getting the strangest looks because I was in hysterics.
That's what happens, especially in the supermarket if you listen to that feature. Max, how did you feel?
I just can't believe how drunk he was on Buckfast listening to Bryan Adams.
No, Bon Jovi.
Everyone's taken something very different from this, to like even what I thought was funny.
So many different bits to enjoy.
Well.
Right, thanks, Max.
Scott Mills.
You are on the wind-up today.
Yeah, I'm just in one of those moods.
Can we have less of the small foot on your Instagram stories, please? What's that kind of David Attenborough-style, like, commentary?
I can't even take credit for the name. That was Will, who's next to me here. But, yeah, from now on in, you're small foot. Surely that someone else has got that as a nickname already. But, yeah, in case you're just tuning in, Scott has been claiming he has size 11 feet. He doesn't. We've measured them.
10, sometimes 11, depends on what 11, shot.
You said 11 to me. Anyway, it turns out it's size 8.
It's not 8. Right. And
there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, that's average.
Also, no, that's fine. If I was an 8, I would say it.
It's average, mate.
I don't have a problem with it.
I text your boyfriend saying this as well. Like,
brilliant, thanks. Also,
I said he's lying to you.
Also, like, I asked about an hour ago for someone in the Radio 1 office to bring me a size 8 shoe. Anyone, please,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
No one has. So does that mean they're not listening in the office?
You're like Radio 1's little finger, except you haven't got little fingers. Fat fingers, small feet.
I've had enough, I really have.
Scott Mills.
Right, so I've done a last-minute switcheroo on my banger.
Okay.
I wanted to change it to something different. This could either go really well for me or it's going to crash and burn.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Where are you?
Right?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you on a roof at the moment, are you?
I am in sunny Bournemouth, yeah.
What are you doing up there, Kyle?
St. flat roofing, which we've got a load of upstairs to do. Not that that means anything to you, Scott. But
right. Well, I was hoping you were a roofer and weren't just on a roof for no particular reason.
No, yeah, I'm working up here. I don't do it for fun.
I've been to Bournemouth for ages. I've got BOMO FOMO.
Lovely part of the world.
I used to love going there because, like, from Southampton, isn't it? It's like the next most exciting place.
Yeah, no, local.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say it, Scott, but I'm from Portsmouth, so...
That's all right. See, I don't have that problem.
No.
That's a rivalry that does exist, but not in Scott's world. He's cool with it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not really a football folk, is he? So.
No, not really, no. Like, we often make attempts to get him into football. I'll tell you what he likes about football, Kyle, is like he likes the whole sort of celebration of it all.
Yeah,
he loves the drama of it without really understanding what the drama's about. It's a bit like going to see Shakespeare, right?
Yeah, same.
You can enjoy it without really understanding what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, got well swept up in the World Cup, didn't I?
Exactly. Yeah, you like the party element to it.
Right. It's a bit like skiing, actually. Like, don't fancy it, but I want the après ski.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I've got for you today, Kyle. We're breaking free.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Kyle.
No, not High School Musical for me, Scott.
But there will be a lot of people listening who I reckon will want that, which is, yeah.
Well, I'm a people pleaser, so
including our boss.
Yeah, our boss just poked his head round to go, interesting choice.
Hold up, Kyle, though. This is bangers, right? You've got to choose between me and Scott. I was worried my song could have been a bit beatle. I love it. And Kyle, if you fancy it, this is my banger choice today.
Oh, yes, it's a bit of me.
I don't know why. As soon as I found out that you were on a roof, I thought it was going to be a no-go. I don't know why.
See, Kyle, when this kicks in and gets going, this is an absolute banger. This
so
is
Breaking Free?
This is Party on the Rooftop sort of music, this is.
This is Coldplay Fix You. No, right.
Okay.
Kyle.
And I hate to say it, but... My supervisor, who's next to me right now, he loves Coldplay, so I don't think I've really got a choice. Sorry, Scott.
That went well. Nice when one, you Kyle. Try your best but you don't succeed. When you get what you
want but not what you need. One. Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs do not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it? Lights will guide you home.
Megan London says, I love this, but this version will never top Pete's version in Gavin and Stacey when him and Dawn were renewing their vows. That was such a beautiful moment, wasn't it, in that show?
The problem is, when people started sending in the messages about Pete and Dawn halfway through that song, it changed in my head. I was having quite a sincere moment, and then I couldn't get Pete out of my head. Loads of people love that, though. Emily in Eastbourne, this song is really pulling on some heartstrings. Mm. Beautiful. Shout out to myself and Amber working hard with the police.
I haven't been this angry since Selassie didn't win Bake Off. Someone else there, I don't give the name. What's going on, Mills? Are you playing Clangers off of Devon Alice? No, that was a perfectly good decision by me. Yeah. A bit of HSM. But I'll show this question. Who picks Chris Martin over Troy and Gabriella?
I just think it's Thursday, and even I was slightly gutted at that situation there, because when High School Musical is on, it's a moment. So I'll leave this one with you, Mills, if you fancy it. I'm happy to...
It's not really the rules, though, is it?
Well, then we don't need to play it.
But I want to play it. I'm playing it.
Scott Mills.
Different than who?
Oh, yes. Look at the reaction. People loved that.
Huge. Nick in London. Chris Martin couldn't produce music like this even on his best day.
Sorry about that, Chris. Donna in Cheltenham. Incredible feels I'm getting from HSM. Last day at current project vibes. Absolutely belting out in my car in Bristol. That's Molly.
It feels like we're going to get in trouble for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Also, I don't want to ruin your whole childhood, but that wasn't actually Zac Efron singing ever.
News just got broken to me, yeah.
Wasn't him.
Yeah, incredible.
Just so, miming.
Just some random. There's someone listening right now, potentially, who is the actual singer on that.
It's an actor called Drew Seeley. But real? Then I think, like, his voice sounded different. Sorry, I mean, this is real geek. But High School Musical 2, his voice was different because I think that is actually Zac Efron.
Scott Mills. White.
Valentine's Day coming up. We mentioned this the other day. Worth thinking about now.
A week today.
Is it a week today?
Yes.
There we go. So I'm thinking, what could we do for Valentine's Day to kind of prepare better? Because in my experience, what I tend to do is leave it to Valentine's Day and deal with it then, or the day before. And actually, if we all just did something now to prepare for it, we'd all be sorted for Valentine's Day.
Well, let's be honest, you don't just do that with Valentine's Day. You do it with all major events.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah. But there'll be a lot of people listening that don't believe in Valentine's Day and don't really want to do anything for it. However, for those that do, it's worth just doing now, and then you haven't got the stress of being nearer the time.
You can't send stuff now, though. It'll arrive early.
But you can sort of prepare things, can't you? You can get cards, you can get whatever gifts you want to give and stuff like that. Think about it now. That's what I'm saying.
What are you thinking of, then?
Right. I thought for us we could switch it up this year a little bit, help each other a bit. So what I thought we could do is you could leave your... Because I think it's more fun. I've run out of things to say in a Valentine's Day card now, I'll be honest.
That's like, married life for you.
Well, no, it's got nothing to do with married life. It's just that after a few years of dating and stuff like that, you do, what can you say?
I love you.
I think spice it up a little bit. So here's what I'm proposing. I get to write your Valentine's Day card
for your partner with the
help of the listeners. And you... No, it's not all bad. You get to write mine with the help of the listeners. Okay, well, I'll have no control of it. No control of the cover. No control if there's pictures involved.
Oh.
No control.
Do you know, I was actually looking at some cards earlier and I saw some cracking ones that would be perfect for your lady wife.
Yeah, and she will probably love it because she always says to me, I don't put much thought into it. Well, this is me putting thought into it. I'm actually willing to sort of pool resources here, you know?
I actually took a picture of one of them because it was so good.
Now, I know everyone listening to this right now will be thinking, well, you're just going to get screwed over. No, because it's in neither of our interests to screw each other over here.
It's weird that you suggest this because I actually took this one right with you in mind.
Okay.
Because it's something that you do a lot.
Okay. And you want to tell the listeners?
What, if you leave the room,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. All right. People will tweet me, though, probably. But okay, we'll go along with it.
Pop out there and put one extra on.
All right. Okay. I can do that. 1 second.
All right. So the card that I think I'll get is, it's like a football pitch. And it says, I'd pause FIFA for you, which I think is perfect. We're getting back in.
Back in. Cool. All right, you done your bit?
Yeah, done.
Fine.
Am I going out?
Yeah, if you leave for a second and I'll tell the listeners what I was thinking for you at the moment. It's just a current plan A. It's not definitely what we'll go with.
BRB.
1 second. Scott Mills is outside. Now, I reckon he's going to go down to sincere route with all this because he won't want me to screw him over. He knows I will if I get any kind of inkling that he's doing the same to me. So knowing that, I think I can really go for it with your help. So here's what I'm thinking. There's a few easy jokes that could be made around the planet Uranus, and I've noticed that on a lot of cards. So that's an option. There's a card that I was thinking of getting made up with, you know, where Piers Morgan has to do his serious face when he stands next to a criminal. I was thinking maybe that on the cover with some kind of sinister message inside could be good. And then there's another one that I saw here, which is like a large card. And it says in the front, you know what they say about guys who give extra large cards. That kind of thing. But we've also got to think of the message inside. That's important too. I'm going to bring Scott back into the room. Yeah. No, it's fine. You can come in now.
Thanks.
So I've just explained the brief that I want to work with.
Okay, well, now we need to work out what we put in the card.
That's what I was just saying, actually. I need to work on that as well. So we've got a bit of time. That's the good thing here. So if you want to help us, just get in touch right now. Text in 81199. We can get this sorted nice and early, Mills.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Rebecca, who's just finished college in Winchester. She's like, yes to Brittany. Keen. It's happening. That was Gus Appelstein and The Weeknd. Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
How can we help?
There's just what you were saying earlier about your shoe size.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same.
What? You're a size, what? You're a size 10?
Yeah. Do you get, like, discount and that too?
No, so, right, so Scott, you claim to be a size 11, you're actually a size 8, we measured your feet today.
That's not real.
Turned out. So yeah, Olivia, what are you saying? What size are you? What size actually are you?
One.
Size one?
Yeah.
What even is that?
It's a child.
Oh, right, so you get all the cheap shoes.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I try the trainers on, they don't actually think it's me trying them on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, small feet, just like you, Scott.
I think you're fine. If I'm going to do an Insta story tonight,
actually.
Don't
worry about it, mate.
And I'm going to put loads of my shoes in a row, and you'll all be able to see that they're all...
Yeah, but the shoes are big.
Size
your feet
10.
Are small.
What am I doing? Packing tissues in there?
Scott Mills.
Rich says, Scott, don't be ashamed. I'm on 8.5. That's what I am. 8.5 and well happy with it. I'd hate huge feet sticking out the bottom of my jeans. There are some cases where larger is arguably better. Feet is not one of them. Love you, bye, Rich. Yeah, but I'm a 10. Have you got an extra podcast tomorrow?
I'll squirt one out tomorrow.
If you could.
If you want one.
Yeah. Yeah. People seem to like it, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Why not? I will do that little thing as a sort of bonus tomorrow for you guys.
Scott Mills.